Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
Have you identified the perfect book, but you can't find it in our library catalog? Does this mean the library doesn't own it? What do you do now?
Don't give up. It's our job to make sure that you get the materials you need, and we'll do our best to help you find them. First step is to double check that we don't really own the book.
Sometimes a book is tricky to find. Did you spell something wrong when searching? Is there more than one author or a secondary title? Are there multiple language or format editions?
Ask a reference librarian for help if you aren't sure, since they might be able to find it even if you couldn't. Stop by the library reference desk or contact us by calling us, IMing us, sending us a text message, or sending us an email.
Okay, you have determined the library doesn't own the book, so you have a couple options. Depending on how fast you need the book, one option is to go to a nearby library who owns it. But how do you find out what libraries own this book?
There's this great database in our library website, one of my favorites, called WorldCat, short for World Catalog. WorldCat is an online catalog of books in all the libraries worldwide and a great place to start a comprehensive search to find any books on your topic. It's also a good way to search for a specific book. Just type in the title of the book, and ta-da! It lists all the libraries that own a copy of it. You might get lucky, and the book might be right nearby at A&T or Guilford College or the Greensboro Public Library. In that case, you can just head on over there and check it out of their library.
You can, of course, get a public library card if you don't have one, but if it's at another college, can you check out books at their library? Actually, for many colleges in North Carolina, the answer is yes. Check out the links on this podcast page for the webpage which lists our borrowing privileges with other schools. Generally, most UNC system schools and all the colleges and universities in the Piedmont Triad area are included.
Here's another option. Say the book is not available locally, or you can't get over to the other library to check the book out. Try using our awesome service called Interlibrary Loan. It typically takes 5 to 10 days for the book to arrive at UNCG, and you don't have to go anywhere or pay anything to get the book you want. The Interlibrary Loan office takes care of it all for you.
All you need to do is make a request online by filling out our Interlibrary Loan, also called ILL, request form. It's found on our library website. Log in using your Novell account information. Choose Request a Loan for borrowing a book and fill out the form. It might help if you know a little bit about the book, especially the title and author. When the book arrives to the library, an email will be sent to you to let you know it's now available. You can pick up the book in the ILL office located in the far corner of Jackson Library by the reading room. When the office is closed, pick it up at the circulation desk.
Remember, there's no charge to borrow books through Interlibrary Loan, and most books can be checked out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Sounds great, doesn't it? Just one of the many services you get
for free
from UNCG's libraries.